As we all know, this year's VMAs was primarily about Lady Gaga and her album Chromatica, and of course, that 9-minute performance. Pero that day, I was browsing the performances uploaded on YouTube, and I stumbled upon this performance by BTS. It's their song Dynamite. Narinig-rinig ko na rin yung song, and narinig-rinig ko na rin yung band, and I've seen tweets and posts about it. But this is actually the first time I have paid attention to them, because before, I haven't given them enough attention. So I decided to click the video and watch the performance. I was floored, shooked. I had no words. I mean, sobrang galing nila. Sobrang precise, sobrang pulido. I mean, the song was very catchy. Tapos, nung part pa ni V or ni Taeyong, like yung the verse after the first chorus, talagang sabi ko, sino tong guy na to? Na, ang ganda ng boses, sobrang lalim, and it's velvety, it's very rich. Like, who is this person and this group? And I guess the rest is history. I am now a fan of BTS. I am declaring it now. Wala na, fan na ako. That's it, period. Bring out those light sticks and scream the fan chants. Hi, welcome to All the Love X-Chan. Hello and welcome to your favorite Wednesday habit. This is All the Love X-Chan, your weekly podcast that serves you a dose of anything you love under the scorching sun. Hi, I'm X-Chan. We're already on the 9th episode of All the Love X-Chan. I mean, wow, ang dami na. Katulad ng sinasabi ko sa mga previous episodes, sinong mag-aakala? Natatagal tayo ng ganito. And last week sa ating 8th episode ay pinag-usapan natin ang School 101, an introduction, and we looked back at my college life and how I experienced its freedom, its stresses, and everything in between. And for today's episode, I'm super excited to finally talk about this topic, but before anything else, I would like to greet my new listeners if you're new here on All The Love X-Chan. Hi, I'm X-Chan. This is All The Love X-Chan. Paulit-ulit, nakailang action na kaya ako in the first few minutes of the program. And if you are new to this podcast, like randomly nagbabrowse lang kayo sa inyong favorite streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcast, you have stumbled upon a podcast that talks about anything under the scorching sun, but we make it fun, interesting, and very, very interactive. And just like how we always do it here in All the Love X-Chan, for the first part of our program, we're gonna talk about my ex-love list or yung mga minahal ko noong nakaraang linggo. And for today, I have 3 things to share with you guys. First is The Thorn Type, 7 Years of Love, aka the Season 2 of Thorn Type, the series. So I've already seen the first episode of the newest season, and I love it. It has the same tone, it has the same treatment as the first season, if not better. And I really love the chemistry between Mew and Guff, and it seems like nothing changed between those two. If you guys haven't seen this BL series, start with Thorn Type the series, and then you can always catch up and start with this season 2, Thorn Type 7 Years of Love. Nabubulol siya eh. And next naman sa aking ex-love list ay rewatching old volleyball games on YouTube, either collegiate or club teams. And lahat to ay local or yung mga nasa Philippines na games. And I really love rewatching these old volleyball games because, you know, mayroon ngang pandemic and we're still not allowed to play games with high contact with each other. So hindi ko pa alam kung kailan pa ulit magkakaroon ng volleyball games here in the Philippines, but it's nice to revisit these old games, especially of my favorite teams, and of course yung mga games nila or yung mga videos nila na nanalo sila. And lastly sa aking listahan ay ang Only Coffee PH. So ito ay business of a sister of a friend. Nakasunod ba kayo? So ayan na nga, I ordered latte macchiato and caramel macchiato from this business. And If you guys don't know, I am such a huge coffee person. Like, I love drinking my coffee every day to, like, put the energy in my body and, like, hype up the start of my day and be motivated to do my work or to do my tasks for that specific day. And ayun, I am super happy that I ordered from Only Coffee PH. And these two flavors, I totally recommend. Yung latte macchiato, it's on the stronger side of the coffee. So sobrang lakas, kaya kang ipaglaban. And yung caramel macchiato naman, it's on the sweeter side. Pero mayroon pa ding konting kick of that bittersweet taste from the coffee. And that's it for our ex-love list for this week. I'm excited to share new things that I have loved in our next episode after this episode. And now we're reaching the part where I introduce our question of the week na. Who is your favorite K-pop artist slash group and why? Meron akong surprise sa inyo sa ating next segment, but don't go away. All the Love Ex-chan will be right back. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcasts. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveXChannel on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at AllTheLoveXChannel@gmail.com. All The Love Ex-chan releases its episode every Wednesday. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. You are still tuned in to All The Love Ex-chan and nandito na tayo sa ating main segment para sa episode today. And ang title ng ating episode ay, Oppa Saranghae, Hear It K-pop! And para mas malalim or mas insightful and informative, yung episode natin for today, I invited two of my closest friends na sobrang big fans ng K-pop or ng Korean pop. And for today, all the Love Ex-chan listeners, let's all welcome to the program, Darla and Vince. Hi, Vince and Darla.
Yay. Hi, guys.
Hey. Hello.
Well, first of all, thank Hello. You for joining me in today's episode.
Of course.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you for inviting us.
So, hindi ba kayo honor? Na kayo nga ang biggest fans of K-pop?
Na friends mo.
Na friends ko, yes.
Nakaka-pressure. Oo. Pwede na yung friends mo. Pwede na yung friends.
Oo, from my circle of friends.
Malawakan. Uh-huh.
And to give you guys a background, no, brief background of our history. Like kaming tatlo, we used to be workmates under one company. Pero iniwanan nila ako.
Noon na yata si Vince. Noon na ka ba, Vince?
Umalis? Uy, ikaw, Darla.
Ako ba?
Anauna daw si Darla, tapos si Vince. Tapos ako na lang yun ang iwan. Pero noong mga panahon na magkakasama kami sa isang company, if there's one thing na naalala ko sa kanilang dalawa talaga, is kapag nag-work, alam niyo kung anong pinapakinggan nila? K-pop.
Of course. Wala kami dito kung hindi K-pop yung pinapakinggan namin. Joke.
Truly, hindi kayo yung
Sorry,
guest.
Sorry,
Si Darla, like, hindi mo siya masyado marinig like, na kumakanta sa office. Pero si Vince, siya yung performer.
Oh my God, oo nga.
Ay, grabe.
So kahit medyo ano.
Mag-Korean.
Oo, diba? Rinig sa buong area natin. And ito pa yung isa. Kapag mayroong mga package, it's either between these two lang. And usually, mga albums yun.
Yes!
So ngayon nireveal ko na lahat ng secrets niyo.
Siyempre, ang delivery address office lang, di ba? Mas mura yung shipping fee.
Tsaka combined shipping yun para ano, mas makamura.
Oo.
Truly.
Totoo.
And after solidifying these two nga kung gaano nila kamahal ang K-pop, ano ba ang personal history niyo with this genre of music? Like, can you give us a background kung paano nagsimula lahat?
I think nung first time akong makinig sa K-pop would be high school days. Mm-hmm. As in, yung parang nakita ko na lang yung music video sa mix. Ang ano niya, parang nakakatawa lang siya panoorin kasi sumasayaw-sayaw sila. Tapos parang ang pupogi nila lahat, di ba? So parang naano talaga. Nainganyo ako makinig. Ayun
talaga.
Tapos nung time na yun, Super Junior kasi yung parang biggest group na alam ko. Mm-hmm. So, Super Junior yun. So every time na bago ako pumasok or bago pagkatapos ko umuwi sa school, from school, nag-aabang ako sa mix kasi pinapanood ko sila. Mm-hmm. Di ba usually kasama sila sa Daily Top 10, gano'n yung mga mm-hmm. international videos na countdown nun sa mix. So yun.
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung first. So Super Junior yung first group na pinakinggan ko.
So you can say that no specific person introduced you to the genre, but yung exposure mo lang through mix. Ganun ba yung earliest memory mo with K-pop?
Mm-mm. Mix talaga yung nag-introduce sa akin.
Kasi how about you, Vince? Like, actually, like mix kung papakinggan mo itong episode na to, kayo ang dahilan. How about you, Vince? Like, do you have a different story for us today? How did it all start for you?
Mm-mm. For me naman, actually same. Kasi diba nung time natin, yung mga high school days, elementary days, parang between yun eh, parang going, elementary going high school, tapos all throughout high school, we're listening to mix, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
As in, ano, paunahan kung sinong makaalam nung top 10, nung top 1, diba? Sa group of friends, ganon. Competitive. Tapos yun, dun ko na-discover yung, ano, yung K-pop. Like, siguro first memory ko, I would say, Wonder Girls tsaka 21.
Yes, tapos saka na lang ako. Oh my.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, kasi 'di ba sobrang nag-boom siya here sa Philippines. Because of Sandara.
Nobody but one you. Reason.
Yeah, true. And nobody sa, kay ano kay yung Wonder.
Mga
nega,
so, che, yun yung mga nega, tan.
Yan ang ganoon. Mga I don't care tsaka yung fire.
Eh, 21.
So yun talaga yung first for me. Tapos doon ko na lang na-discover parang right after nun, na-discover ko na meron palang Girls' Generation, yung G. Mm-hmm. One of their biggest. It's not their first ang alam ko, pero that's one. Yun yung parang nag-start sa kanila mag-boom. Yun yung naging way for them to be popular. Tapos yun, nalaman ko na rin yung Super Junior, ganyan. Pero isa sa mga hindi ko makakalimutan, for me, as in kami ng friend ko, lagi namin pinapanood yung music video nila, Yung Kiss. Naalala mo sila, Darla?
Oo, Yung Kiss, oh my God!
As in yung song nila, pinaka-memorable, yung ano, Bingle, 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 Bingle.
Oo nga, parang narinig ko nga.
Sino yun? Oo. Tapos, syempre, wala pa ang pera noon. As in, sobrang frustrated ko. Mm-hmm. Pero gusto kong bumili ng album. Pero, like, syempre, wala pa tayo sa stage na yun.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, yun, saka na lang ako na, ano, parang, I think, 2010 ba yun, na-discover ko yung, ano, Hello ng SHINee. So, dun ko nilove na yung SHINee. Hello. Medyo late na, pero, ang ganda kasi nung Hello. So, yun talaga yung first song na nagustuhan ko.
So, cute yung dance nila. Sa akin, yung sa SHINee naman, una ko na, parang first time ko sila nakilala, yung music video nila ng Lucifer, yung parang, sabi ko, bakit may babae sa gitna?
Sobrang kakaiba nung music video na, no?
Grabe. Gulat ako, sabi ko, bakit may babae?
As in yung... Sobrang ano niya, wild nung music video na yun. Basta parang ang daming nangyayari.
Mm-mm.
O yun, ang saya lang. I think ano ko nun, first year college. Oo, first year college.
Ang ganda lang na nabanggit niyo na agad yung like yung major talking points na pag-uusapan natin mamaya. Pero you already like dabbed into some of the iconic or unique features of the K-pop genre. Pero like, Darla and Vince, can you like give us a quick timeline lang na from the moment you guys were introduced to K-pop until today, like, gano'n na kalaki or gano'n na kayo ka-invested sa genre ng music na to? Like, have you guys attended concerts, bought merch, like, kung ano-ano?
Parang high school pa lang, syempre wala rin akong pera noon, diba? So, parang nangungulit pa ako sa parents ko, Mama, ko pinin, tulungan nyo naman akong bumili ng merch. Tapos parang sasabihin nila, ano mo ba yan, diba? So, nung time talaga noon, nung nag-aaral pa ako, sobrang hirap pa ako bumili ng merch. Kaya nung nagka-work na ako, parang sige, go! Bili ka ng bili, ganun.
Uh-uh. Do you remember the first merch ba na binili mo and for which group?
First merch would be from Shiny. Para meron silang collab ba or something with a local producer ba yun or entertainment. Tapos yun, parang pinabili ko siya dun sa isang seller. Tapos yun, siya yung pumila. Tapos nakuha ko na lang siya. Basta Shiny yun eh. Tapos Japanese version. Yun, yung pinaka-first ko na nabili sa kanila. Tapos yung first concert ko, na-attendan ko siya kasi nanalo ako ng, ano, nanalo ako ng VIP ticket for that concert
na nanalo.
So, nasa mosh pit ako tapos ang parang group
noon
is, yun, Infinite and Girls Generation, tsaka EXO, nung kompleto pa sila. So, yun.
Oh my God, EXO. Oo, grabe, mosh pit pa yun, ha?
Ayun. Masakit na sa katawan. Maka
mosh pit, akala mo, ano, no? Rock and roll. As in,
yeah!
Mag, ano.
So, in total, Darla, like, can you count how many K-pop concerts you've been to?
Ah, wait. Hindi ko sure. Basta, ang alam ko,
rough estimate, ganyan.
Siguro more or less 15? Hindi naman, grabe. Ang dami natin pera. Mga more or less 10.
And for you, like, how's the experience? Like, iba ba siya from the other concerts you've attended? Like, ako hindi ako super ganun ka-immersed sa K-pop concerts and yung experiences. Like, I know, like, meron lang mga certain elements like the light sticks, yung mga fan chants, ganyan. So, ano ang isang typical K-pop concert? Like, anong pwede mong ma-expect?
Ako, personally, nung first time kong nakita yung Shiny, nung, as in yung parang nag-entrance nila, di ba? Naiyak talaga ako kasi ang tagal ko na silang gusto. Tapos, parang for the first time ko silang nakita, naiyak talaga ako, na-overwhelm ako. Tapos, tinabagan ko yung isa kong friend na fan din ng Shiny. Tapos, pinarinig ko sa kanya yung mga kinakanta nila. Tapos umiiyak talaga ako. Sabi ko, nakita ko na sila finally. And nung time na yun, hindi ko sila complete. Parang si kulang sila ng isang member. Tapos yun, so naiyak talaga ako. Pumunta pa ako nun one time sa airport para makita sila
dumating. Oh my God, this is a fan.
Ayun,
so yung mga tipong nakaabang, mga umaakyat sa van.
Oo. Tapos parang ano yata yun. Hindi ako umaakyat ng van. Pero makikita mo sila talaga. Sa
parang nakwento mo to, Darla. Ito yung ano, no? Wala si Onyo ba yun? Tama ba?
Parang si Minho.
Minho ba? Minho? Ay, okay. Carry lang.
Tapos alam ni Vince kung gano'ng kong kasaya. So, parang kung gano'ng kami ka-wild pag nag-a-attend kami ng concert. Yung parang pag nag-video ka ng, ano, ng concert mismo, maririnig mo yung boses ni Vince kumakanta. So, hindi mo na sila maririnig. Si Vince na lang yung maririnig mo.
Pero consistent talaga, no? Na kumakanta si Vince.
Grabe.
Sa ulo niya yung concert mga, ano, yun. Ulo niya talaga yung songs. As in, sabay talaga siya. Ganon. Saya.
And grabe. Vince, as the singer that you are, bilang ganun ka nga ka-invested sa pag-learn ng mga lyrics ng mga K-pop songs na to. Saka like, how about
chants.
You?
Alam niya.
Yung mga fan chants, how's your experience naman with K-pop concerts? And have you attended any with Darla, actually?
Actually, oo. Wait, sagutin ko muna yung isa, yung parang first experience. Parang gusto ko lang yung i-point out kasi very memorable yun.
Yes,
kasi
please.
Ano, parang nung college days ko kasi, parang nag-lilo ako with K-pop. As in, syempre, ano, hindi siya, ano, uso siya, pero it's within a different, ano, different circle. Hindi siya yung common na makikita mo sa isang college setup, with your blockmates. So, feel ko noon, syempre, peer pressure, ganyan. I feel like I'm out of place kapag nagki-K-pop ako. So, parang nag-lilo ako during that time. Tapos, when I started, ano, when I started working, parang dun ako bumalik na parang maging active. Tapos, nung na-meet ko si Darla, parang around 2016, tapos nalaman namin na parehas kaming fan ng Shiny.
Doon na nagsimula ang lahat.
Oo, naalala ko yan. In, diba nung ano,
sobrang na-excite ako.
Content meeting lunch natin noon. May yata, content meeting yata. Tayo. Ay, or lunch out yata yun. Tapos nung unang tingin pa sa akin ni Vince noon, nang taray ko daw, mas sumit ko daw. Tapos nalaman na K-pop daw. Oh my God. Ayun, naging close kami
Dahil doon. Kasi na-excite. Kasi hindi normal na mag... For me, in my experience, hindi normal na may fan ng SHINee. As in very unusual na may fan ng SHINee sa group of friends. Same feel, same... Alam mo yan, same emotions yung nasa-feel. Uh-huh. So yun, as in very parang yun yung naging way for Darla and ako na maging close. Tapos yun, very memorable din kasi with Darla din to. Mga first merch with Darla yan. With Darla talaga.
Ayan, napakadaming memorable Darla moments.
Alam mo yung SHINee light stick na binili natin, Darla? Yung for,
For 1K concert.
1K concert. Hindi siya official. Hindi siya official light stick. Pero sobrang saya ko. Kasi first merch ko. Tapos as in na-excite talaga ako. Tapos first concert ko din yan. Though hindi siya main concert. Hindi siya main SHINee concert. Pero conference? Or hindi eh. Concert siya pero a lot of groups nandun. So parang ang saya din kasi may na-discover din ako ibang groups. So yun, very memorable yun. As in, ang saya namin ni Carl, ni Darla. Carla?
Carla! Iba ka atang friend dyan.
Nakakatuwa kasi nandun din si Sai. As in, yun yung kasikatan ni Sai.
Oo nga, actually.
Sai as in the Oppa Gangnam Style?
Oo.
Siya ba yung main act?
Siya yung main act. Oo.
Wait, anong year pala to? Before like, si Sai. Inatandan niya ni Darla.
2017. Or 2018.
2017. Mm-hmm. Tapos yun, as in ang saya kasi ang daming K-pop groups. Tapos ang daming in one concert hall, iba't ibang types ng fan. Iba't ibang groups. Oo. So, very overwhelming siya. And as in, pure joy lang yung nafe-feel mo while at the concert. Tapos yun, after nun, moving forward, I attended, siguro, ilan na ba yung concert na natin? Actually, konti pa lang. Yung 1K, 101, Icon, Blackpink. Dean, GOT7, Blackpink. So, 6.
Tapos so, Darla yung, has more or less 10, ganyan.
Oo. Gusto ko lang ikwento yung yung second experience ko, yung 101. Kasi, di ba, Christian,
teka lang,
you were,
and bago then, mo simulan tong kwento na to.
Nagja-jump na pala ako, sorry.
Para sa mga endego lang, para sa mga listeners ko, no. Ako naman, wait lang, yung personal history ko with K-pop, nagsimula dahil kay Vince.
Oh my gosh, ako nga. Sa office, nagpapatugtog kayo ng 101.
Oo. Actually, kagaya nila, like nag-start lang talaga ako sa mga 21 or Girls' Generation. But it all changed when Vince played 101 in the office talaga. Tapos, as in, nung una kong narinig yung song, tapos nung nakita ko yung bias ko, si Songwoo, ay, everything changed talaga. Nag-iba yung mundo, day. Diba? So, yun nga, si Vince ang dahilan nitong 101 and reintroduction ko sa K-pop. Oh, kamusta yung 101 mo?
Taray. Sobrang sa first concert ko yun na main, na merong main group. Tapos, as in, chat, kinag-ipunan ko yun kasi I love 101.
Tapos wait, ang birthday yun ng friend namin, hindi siya umatin ng birthday. Anyway.
Actually. Siyempre, tayo, priorities. Joke.
Jenny, pag napakinggan mo itong episode na to, nako.
ayun. So, since first ko yun, tapos ako lang mag-isa, kabado ko noon. Wala akong kasabay ko man pa, wala akong friend.
Mag-isa ka naman.
Oo, mag-isa ako noon. As in, first experience ko yun. Takot pa ako noon kasi baka awayin ako nung katabi ko, ganyan.
Pero bakit ka awayin? Nung...
hindi ko din alam.
Make fun ka, umalis ka dito, ganun.
Basta alam mo yung paranoid, parang anxious ka na iwan.
Yes.
Naging friends ko yung yung katabi ko.
Ayan.
Parang, oh my God, ang saya. Oo. Wala lang, you make friends while having the experience, while experiencing yung something that you love. Kaya lang. Tapos tinawagan kita, Christian, di ba?
Yes, oo, I remember. Although hindi kita masyado marinig nun kasi nga nasa party, tapos nasa club, kasama yung friends. Pero ingit na ingit ako sa'yo nung gabing yun, actually. Dapat manonood din ako, but I wasn't able to save enough money to buy tickets. Ta sobrang sobrang bilis yeah. ma-sold out, 'di ba?
Sobra. As in, dapat nakabantay ka sa SM ticket.
Totoo. Truly.
Joke.
Sobrang struggle.
SM tickets, hello po. Baka pwede naman.
Baka naman, SM tickets.
So, ayan, I was also a wannable. Nung sila pa, because ayan, fast forward to today, hindi na sila as a group. They disbanded.
Yeah, they disbanded na. Kasi ano eh, they were formed in a reality show, Produce 101. Mm-hmm. Wow, may
truly.
History na ano.
Go lang.
May certain amount of time lang sila magpa-promote as a group. Kasi mm-hmm. from different agencies sila eh. So, sad kasi ano. I mean, happy na you experienced the ano. Pero ang sad lang na parang ano eh, almost 2 years lang sila nag-promote. So, mm-hmm. ayun. Pero I still love them. Nakikinig pa rin ako ng songs nila. Forever wannable.
And like, para sa mga tao na hindi ganun ka-involved sa K-pop, like, isa rin sa mga napapansin din talaga is yung merch. And lalo na, for me personally, yung albums na sobrang intricate and sobrang daming quote-unquote freebies inside. Like, for me, it's unique mm-hmm. to the industry and to the genre. And I know itong dalawang to, ang dami nilang merch talaga. And nasabi na nga ni Darla kanina yung kanyang first merch na binili. And nabangita rin ni Vince yung first ever light stick mo yun, di ba? Yung from Shiny.
Ayan.
Hindi pa official.
Hindi pa official.
Kasi nung time na yun, wala pa silang official light stick eh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Pero, nagkaroon tayo. Sabay tayo bumili.
Kasi ang weird na attend ko ng concert, tapos wala ka nalang fan stick. Light mm-hmm. stick. Tapos parang lahat sila nagkaganon-ganon. Tapos ikaw wala kang hawak. Ang sad na. Mm-hmm. Diba tanda mo na nag-attend tayo nung Icon concert? Wala tayong light stick. Sobrang sad.
Ang sad nun. Though enjoy, pero parang...
Siyempre, parang
it's not the whole experience cool when you
yeah.
when you don't
yeah,
have the light
exactly.
stick.
Yeah.
So yung light stick, like, yeah, saan ba siyang part niya nagamit ng K-pop concert?
All throughout the parang event.
Lahat, like, yeah, oo.
Ah, really?
Simula pa lang.
Simula. Pero may mga portion na parang...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. May fan project na parang... Oo. Or may different colors na ipa-flash para may message na lalabas para makita ng mga idols. Ganun.
Anong mga dahilan kung bakit kayo napabili ng mga merch na to? Like, aside from the fact na yun nga, it gives you the complete experience kapag umaattend ng concert. Like, outside these concerts naman, like, syempre pag-uwi mo, kasi dala-dala mo pa rin yung light stick na yun. And like, saan mo na siya magagamit? Or like, ano yung mga major factors to consider when you buy your K-pop merch?
Personally, yung light stick. Meron kasi akong dalawang light stick ngayon. So, I have one for Shiny and then I mm-hmm. have another one for GOT7. So, mm-hmm. kapag ka naman tinignan mo yung light stick nila, maganda siya i-display. And then, if you feel like using it as your own personal lamp, parang... you can use it or kahit
personal
night
light. Ganon. Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Ganon ko siya magagamit yung light stick. And then, for other merch naman, like yung albums, mm-hmm. Hindi ko rin alam kung bakit ako bumibili. Kasi parang, alam mo yun, may papakinggan mo naman yung songs nila sa Spotify.
Sa mga streaming sites, yeah.
Pero yung the fact na magkakaroon ka ng physical copy, parang siya, nakaka-boost ng pride or something. Parang, mm-hmm. yes, nakabili ako, ganun. Mm-hmm. Tapos parang makikita mo yung exclusive photos ng pinotoshoot nila and yung other mm-hmm. merch nga, like you said, like yung photo cards, posters. And then mm-hmm. siya parang, pag in-open mo siya, parang kikiligan ka for every time na nagtaturn ka ng page. Ganun, na parang, mm-hmm. Afford ko na siya. Kasi dati talaga nung high school ako or college, ang mm-hmm. hirap bumili ng merch. So, parang ngayon, every time that I can, tinatry ko talagang bumili. Kasi mm-hmm. parang pambawi ko na rin sa sense ko na, yun nga, dati hindi ako nakakabili.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, thoughts about the merch and yung experiences with the albums na, ayun, like, yung packaging, it's very intricate, yung details, sa design, ganyan. Like, what's your experience with those?
So, for me naman, actually, ang nag-influence din talaga sa akin to, like, buy merch, Ayan, no? Nandyan, yung kausap mong isa.
Yung kasama natin sa program na yun.
Very influential. Very influential. Pero ayun. So, ano naman, hindi naman ako nagsisisi. Kasi, ano eh, yung like, yung light sticks ko, iba sa feeling when you have it during the concert. Kung pwede nga lang, bumili ako nung sa 101, nung sa Icon, nung sa GOT7. Kasi I only have Shiny and ano eh, Blackpink. Kung pwede lang bumili ako nung sa tatlo, bibili talaga ako. Pero of course, we're on a budget, di ba?
Yeah.
Tatabaho lang tayo. May sadness. Pero of course, you have to think of ano pa rin. Of your parang finances, ganyan. You have to be responsible pa rin. Pero of course, whenever I have extra, as in bumibili talaga ako. Like, bumili ako nung sa like 101. Kasi natatandaan ko, first album or physical CD ko.
Naalala ko to na dumating sa
101. As in, ano, di ba? Ang laki nun. As in, ang saya ko sa feeling. Kasi medyo mahal siya. Medyo pricey siya. Pero ano, iba sa feeling yung nahawakan mo siya. Tapos maamoy mo. Amoy sila. Joke.
Ba't may amoy? Medyo weird.
I mean, amoy bago. Joke lang. Joke lang. So yun, iba sa feeling na nahawakan mo yung mga limited edition photo cards tapos may sign nila. So, there's a personal touch to it na ano, it transcends. Well, it transcends Korea. Charot, joke lang. So yun, parang ang saya sa feeling na umabot yun sa'yo. Parang sinushoot lang nila yun. Tapos you have then the physical. Personally, hindi ko ginagamit yung CD. Kasi parang ano siya, for me, parang collector's item siya.
Sabay preserve mo.
Ko lang. Oo. Tapos agree ako kay Darla na ano, na parang, ano siya, may sense of pride ka as a fan. Holding those merch, holding the album, na parang, oh, you supported the group na, kasi ano yun eh, dagdag yun sa chart, I'm part of the success of the group I'm standing. Di ba? Parang ano siya, nakakagaan siya sa feeling, sa vibe. Parang with all the stress that we have right now or the, ano, ang saya sa feeling na may ganong ano, may ganong experience ka sa life mo. Wow, ang lalim pala ng K-pop for us.
Parang medyo naiiyak na si Vince nito, no?
Oo. Ayun. Pero to be honest, ah, can I just say, well, parang nung during, parang ano kasi, parang I was really down. Parang may point in my life na ano, na parang I was super down. Parang year 2017, 2018. Sobrang down ko nun. Ano, parang sobrang thankful ako sa K-pop kasi it was one of the reasons why I survived. Parang, alam mo yun, listening to it, it inspires you, it gives you happiness. As in, ano siya, sobrang nakatulong siya sa akin. Pero as in, ano siya, parang kahit hindi mo naiintindihan yung buong lyrics, pero dadamahin mo yung tune, tapos syempre isa-search mo yung lyrics, tapos papakinggan mo everyday while you're working, kahit stress ka na, or may mga breakups ka, or mga, alam mo yun, yun yung isa sa mga, ano, parang nakatulong with my parang anxiety and ano, ganyan, parang mga iniisip ko, nakatulong siyang makagaan para sa akin. So yeah, I'm thankful to K-pop. Wow.
Ayun, nabanggit na nga ni Vince yung naman, importance ng K-pop for him. And ano yung meaning, no, ng pakikinig sa type of music na to or sa genre na to? Like, ilang years ka na ba nakikinig ng K-pop, Vince? Like, do you remember?
Let's say, parang ayoko na i-count yung mga high school days ko. Pero, let's say, siguro 2016 like legit to, fan, to now, 5 years. Tama ba? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 5 years.
How about
yung
you,
Darla? Yung consistent talaga, natuloy-tuloy.
Ever since high school talaga. Di ba nga, bumibili pa ako ng CDs noon. So, yung mga first few albums ko, pinapakinggan ko talaga siya sa radyo kasi nila pa naman Spotify nung time na yun, di ba?
Okay, so may radio play din yung mga K-pop groups before.
Yung CD player pala. CD player na radio, ayun. So, parang since 2010, so 10 years. Mga 10 years.
Wow, isang dekada.
Pag kung may anak ako noon, 10 years old na siya, grade 5 na siya.
10 years old na siya.
And now for Vince and Darla, I think this is now the right time to unleash your inner fans, like for Vince 5 years, for Darla 10 years. Any faves? Go. Sabihin niyo na lahat.
Go, Darla.
Ako talaga, favorite ko, Shiny. No question about it.
Mm-hmm. Anong tawag sa mga fans ng Shiny pala?
Shiny World or Shawol. Woo! Let's go!
Shawol.
Yun. So, ever since talaga, gusto ko sila. Medyo nasasad nga rin ako for them kasi hindi sila na-recognize or parang yung talent nila hindi siya masyado nag-boom as much. Parang, ayun. Parang na-overlook sila kasi old group na sila. Pero, honestly, if you try listening to Shiny, kahit isang album lang, ma-enjoy mo siya. Tapos, parang yung pag nanonood ako ng mga reviews sa YouTube, yung parang yung classic musicians react to Shiny, parang dun ko lang na-realize na ang galik pala talaga nila. Yung the way they do their ano singing pa lang or kung paano nila i-arrange yung music nila or something. Magaling daw pala talaga sila. So parang nakaka-proud siya in a way.
Ilang members meron pala tong Shiny? Like, just to have an idea kung ilan sila.
5. Shiny. Five.
I really? Five. Akala ko madami sila dati. 5 lang pala.
No.
5.
No, sorry ah.
Pero, hindi, pero ano, currently kasi, well, 5 pa din sila.
In our hearts, they're 5.
Yeah, they're 5. Hindi sila mababawasan. Pero currently kasi, medyo sensitive yung topic, pero one of their members, ano, passed away na. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, ano yun eh, 2018 yun. As in, tandaan nyo yung nag-leave ako ng work agad. I mean, nag-SL ako. Yun yung, yun yung time may na parang, doon, the night before ko nalaman yung news about it. So, the next day talaga, I spent the whole day crying. As in, ganun siya. Wow. Kahit kaya medyo sensitive topic pa din siya. And, ako ko, I mean, hindi siya yung favorite member ko from the group. Pero, iba yung impact kasi. Lalo na dun sa members na naiwan. So, parang, it's a sad or parang, basta malungkot siya.
Para kasing down yung moment na yon, super the group then itself isn't ano parang not well, parang may issue yung isa si Onyu, so parang nangyari yon, wala lang parang basta sobrang bigat, lalo na nung ano nung funeral niya. As in,
so let's take a moment of silence. Yes, para sa lost member ng Shiny. And I'm sure Darlo went through like a really heavy time nung nangyari yon as a Shawol. So talagang dinamdam niya yung nangyari. Ikaw naman, Vince, like, in those 5 years, like, any standout sa mga groups or sa mga artists na sinundan mo?
Of course, number one ko din talaga, Shiny.
Really?
Ano? Yeah, oo. Sila din talaga number one ko. Tapos, ang bias ko is Minho. So yung ano, in-introduce ko sa inyo, yung, so yun, siya yung bias ko.
Yung, ano naman? Sa Warang.
Sa Warang, yeah. Oo. Tapos, among, ano, Sir Shiny, madami actually, like, nandiyan yung Vice, Blackpink, GOT7, Icon.
Icon!
Madami actually.
Actually, mas madaming alam si Vince na group kaysa sa akin. So,
oo, kasi parang ano, as in super, nag-ano na ako, parang in-expand ko yung ano ko. Sobrang nag-invest ako ng time to it na parang ang dami kong inalam, NCT, as in nakikinig ako. Kasi parang na-appreciate ko how can, ano, parang one group different siya from other groups. As in, ang galing nung ano, I'm not sticking to one genre, I'm not sticking to one group. Parang ang fun na mag-explore ng other types of music na under K-pop. Kasi, di ba, when you first think of K-pop, parang isa lang, parang BTS. Though, I love BTS, ah. Pero, disclaimer.
Dynamite! What you're saying.
Jin, ano ko, worldwide handsome.
November 12, new album, BTS. Wow!
True. So, yun. Pero parang when you first think of ano kasi, parang BTS, Blackpink. Pero ano, parang I encourage people na to listen to other groups kasi mm-hmm. ang daming madi-discover, ang daming types of genre or types of music or mga discography na kaya mong mapakinggan, and it mm-hmm. will really ano parang make you invested sa mm-hmm. K-pop. Ayan.
And
17 ganyan,
ni...
Pentagon.
Nabanggit na ni Vince kanina ang bias niya sa SHINee ay si Minho. Ikaw, Darla, like, sino yung bias mo sa SHINee?
Yes! Ay,
si Taemin, syempre. Woo! Ever since talaga.
Stream, ano. Promote mo yung ano niya. Never gonna dance again.
Hindi ko pa napapakinggan. Wait lang.
Oh my God. As a fan, hindi mo pa napapakinggan.
Pero today lang siya ni-release. Grabe.
Yeah, today.
Lang siya. 6 p.m.
Safe pa si Darla. Speaking of biases, like for someone na hindi masyado gamay yung K-pop industry, like ano ba yung concept ng bias? Kasi outside the K-pop industry, bias is like having your own subjectivity to a certain issue or problem kasi nga you have your own biases. Pero pag ginamit mo yung context ng bias sa K-pop industry, like what does it mean?
Una din, personally, ay sorry, sinabi ko naman personally. Nung first time ko din ma-encounter yung word na bias, sabi ko, ano to? Tapos eventually, na-realize ko na lang na ang ibig sabihin niya pala, favorite member. Kanino ka mas bias? Nasa ko kanino ka mas focus or something. Sa favorite member.
Basta yung favorite, yes. Mm-mm. Or yung sobra kang drawn to or attracted to a specific Mm-mm. member. Mm-mm. And ikaw, Vince, like, how do you feel about this concept na parang there's a group and then you have your favorites? Like, for you, is that okay? Like, kasi may mga fans na parang sinasabi na, no, dapat love mo sila as a whole. Hindi pwedeng sinasingle out mo lang yung isang person and siya lang yung isusupport mo. Or kapag may bias ka, like, gusto mo siya lang yung maraming lines sa song. Like, what are your thoughts about this concept of bias in a K-pop group?
Okay. Actually, medyo guilty ako din. Pero ano, I'm actually okay. I'm actually okay with, ano, with having bias. Or, kunyari, dalawa yung, kunyari may bias factor. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Well, nag-jump na agad sa bias factor. Pero bias, okay lang sa akin na may bias. Pero, ano, you have to... Kasi may mga ano eh, may mga toxic fans kasi na parang walang other groups. Parang mm-hmm. yung bias na lang yung member. At hindi na sila group, di ba? Kasi mm-hmm. become effective, they become one when they're a group.
Mm-hmm.
So, weakness nung isa, strength nung isa. Mm-hmm. Di ba? They complete the group. So, mm-hmm. parang without the other one, it can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
So, silang lahat yung foundation ng group.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's okay that you have your bias. Kasi, lahat naman tayo may bias, even in politics, even in our favorite drinks in Starbucks, diba? May favorite tayo. So, it's mm-hmm. fine that you have your preference sa isang group. Pero, when it comes to the, as a whole, as a group, you have to appreciate it kasi all of them, they make the group better and mm-hmm. perform better kasi without the other one nga, it won't work.
Mm-hmm. And itong dalawang to, like, ni-recommend sa akin na panoorin yung isang episode ng Explained, like yung K-pop. And actually, mayroong magandang point na binanggit doon, which was forming K-pop groups is like forming the Avengers. Like, it shouldn't be 5 Iron Mans in a group. Like, it should be Iron Man, Ant-Man, Captain America, Hulk, ganyan. And each member has their own strengths and weaknesses that actually complement each other. And like, mas, yun nga, mas malakas sila when they are a group. And then of course, meron din silang highlights or may sarili din silang moments to be an individual artist in a group. So bilang nasimulan na natin yung concept of biases, let's go deeper. Laliman pa natin. And ako kasi, like, interestingly, nung nalaman ko tong mga bagay na to, through Vince, nung naging fan ako ng 101, nung naging wannable ako, talagang in-explain niya sa akin lahat to. And ito mga K-pop terms na center, maknae, main or lead vocalist, main or lead dancer, main or lead rapper, Visual. Ano pa? May nakalimutan ba ako?
visual, ano ba? May mga sub-vocalist pa. May mga ganun pa.
Ayan.
Rapper, may mga ganun pa.
So, ano to? Ano tong mga to? can you explain ano ba? Bakit may, ba't kailangan may specific role yung isang member sa group?
Ano lang? Siguro parang going back with what you explained earlier, mm-hmm. yung about sa explained, yung pinanood, yung kakatapos nilang panood.
Mm-hmm.
Parang Avengers na sila. Siyempre, ano eh, they are from a certain agency, for example, SM. Mm-hmm. Hindi sila i-group, hindi sila bubuin ng agency na yon kung hindi sila fitting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
So, yun, basta, ano, they comprise of different talents, of different strengths and weaknesses. So, yun. Mm-hmm. So, yun, as what you're, ano nga, yung tinatanong mo, syempre may mga main vocals tayo. Sila yung, ano, when you say main vocal, sila yung may highest quality of voice and
mm-hmm.
Good technique when it comes mm-hmm. to singing.
Wow.
Kung sila mostly,
ang ganda ng pagkakaisip. Yung... Gusto ko yung may good technique, pero how do you define that?
Sila yung, ano, yung mga kaya mag-adlib, mga ganun.
Mm-hmm. So vocally, they are the strongest. So,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
So sila yung, usually, in my, yung mga naririnig, sila usually yung mga kanta ng mga, ano, mga chorus, ganyan.
Uh-huh.
Yung mga bridge, sila yung kumakanta. No? Kasi yun yung parang kailangan ng good technique when it comes to singing. Kasi mm-hmm. mga lead vocals naman, parang, let's say, sila yung next to the main vocals. Parang, they get the ano din, most lines. Pero parang mas focus. Mas, well, there are times na pantay lang naman. May times talaga na hindi sila.
Mm-hmm.
So, may mga magagaling talagang vocalist. In a group. Tapos yun, mm-hmm. may mga rappers. May main rappers. May rappers. So pag main rappers ka, of course, main rapper ka, of course, mas malaki yung ano mo. Mas malaki yung rap line mo.
Mm-hmm.
So, tapos lead rapper, same. May rap lines ka, pero parang back up ka ni main rapper. Parang ganun.
Mm-hmm. Gets.
I'm not sure if I explained that correctly. Tapos pag dancer naman, ikaw yung usually nasa kitna pag may dance break.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Diba? Tama ba, Darla? Diba?
Yes.
Pag may mga dance break, ikaw yung nasa gitna. Sige, ganyan. May may sayo.
Kung makikita ng listeners natin si Vince, no, sumasayaw
siya. Masasayaw yung focal.
Uh-huh.
So yun, ikaw yung focal. Tapos may center pa. Yung center, most of the time, sa mga live shows. Actually, it differs. Hindi na ako naniniwala sa center. Kasi, parang it differs.
May isa pa pala, yung leader, ganyan. May ganun, di ba?
Yeah,
leader. Usually, yun yung ano, di ba, matanda. Pero,
eldest.
Usually, pinagbabotohan din siya.
Mm-hmm. Like sa BTS, like sa Twice, leader, pero yung oldest, si Jin.
Si Jin. Usually, pinagbabotohan siya or ng agency. Like sa Twice, ang nangyari sa Twice, pinagbotohan either si Jonghyun or si Jihyo. Mm-hmm. Si Jihyo yung nanalo. Ayun. Pero ang eldest sa kanila si Nayeon. So, yun lang. Segway lang.
Talaga? Masalanda pala si Nayeon.
Yung center pala, ano siya, parang most of the time sa mga live performance, nasa gitna mm-hmm. yung position niya.
Yeah, so kasi diba, like, pag nagpa-perform yung mga K-pop groups, like usually it has intricate choreography and they usually change their positions in the stage. So yung center, like the word itself, usually sila yung nasa gitna. Ganun ba?
Oo. Sa madaling salita, yeah.
Oo.
Tapos yung visual naman, maganda ka lang.
Like, ganda lang ang labanan. Pinaka-best face.
Ganda best ang face, ambag. Oh. True.
Oh, yeah, actually, madaming endorsements ang mga, ano,
ang mga visual. Aha.
Uh-huh. May, ayun, pa-cute.
Youngest.
Oo, yung youngest member ata to, di ba?
Oo, yeah. Face of the group. Usually, hindi siya yung visual eh.
Ah, iba pa yung visual pa yun? And face of the group.
Alam ko may face of the group pa. Parang siya yung nagsasalita. Kunyari, press con.
Ah,
siya yung nagsalita. Okay. Parang ganun.
Parang ano, spokesperson, ganyan.
Parang ganun.
And for you, Darla, like, itong mga different roles na to, do you think it contributes to, like a lot of people are associating K-pop to the word excellence or like yung pagiging pulido or yung pagiging precise ng mga movements. And kahit yung vocals nila while they are singing, it's flawless. Like, do you think these roles actually contribute to that certain standard pagdating sa K-pop?
Honestly, yung roles, parang for me, well, based dun sa group na favorite ko, parang hindi naman siya ganung pang-label lang siya for me. Pero kasi eventually din naman, parang kasi itong mga roles na to, ina-assign sa kanila at first. Pero kasi eventually, syempre, they grow din naman as idols, as performers. So, eventually, they get to try other roles as well. So, for example, dati si Ganyan, siya yung main or lead dancer. Tapos, after a few years, si Ganto na. Or, halimbawa, main rap after a few years, si Ganyan na yung main rapper. So, parang feeling ko yung roles nila is pang differentiate lang at first or parang parang hindi naman masabi but you get it. Yung parang pang lang siya, pang label lang siya at
pang
first.
Pang
establish ng group. Pero eventually, they get to try different roles. So, parang for me, hindi naman really nagmamatter which roles kung ano yung roles nila but yun lang. Pang-establish lang siya for me.
And I think when you listen to K-pop, like, hindi mo naman, habang nakikinig ka, hindi mo naman i-identify na parang, oh, ito si main vocalist, oh, ito si main dancer, ganyan. Like, it's not that detailed eh. Kasi like, na-enjoy mo yung music as a whole. And like,
as a whole, yeah.
Oo, hindi mo naman gugustuhin yung isang group kasi yung visual nila sobrang gwapo or sobrang ganda. Like, na-enjoy mo sila as a group nga. And then, going back to the reference earlier, like, as one Avengers, sabi nga sa Explained. And after discussing K-pop and the industry as a whole and by giving your own insights sa mga concepts na unique sa industry na to, let's go back to you guys. Like, this is the reason why kayo yung guests ko for today. Like, what made you listen to K-pop? Or like, why are you listening to K-pop? Like, does it have unique characteristics? Or naiiba ba talaga siya from the other types of music na pinapakinggan nyo?
In my own perspective kasi, yung music kasi ng K-pop, parang may variation talaga siya. Unlike for other genre. What? Basta, unlike the other types of music, I think. Iba siya for me. Kasi, for the groups that I listen to, siya, every time talaga na nag-release sila ng album, iba talaga siya from the different, from the previous albums that they released. So, parang, nakaka-addict siya in a way. Kasi, alam mo yun, kahit na hindi mo siya naiintindihan, gusto mong makisabay. So, isa-search mo yung lyrics talaga para, alam mo yun, makakanta ka. Kasi, ganun siya, nakakadala siya. So,
and
yun,
kahit na yung lyrics niya iba, nakakanta pa rin ni Vince, no?
Oo, ang galing niya nga, sa ulo niya. Ang galing talaga, mom.
Nakakainis.
Lalo na nung concert ng GOT7. Kasi nung time na yun, naglilo ako sa GOT7. So, hindi na ako masyado nakikinig nung time na yun. Pero umatend ako ng concert. Tapos, mom, so alam niya lahat ng kanta. As in, sa lahat ng record kong video, may boses siya. As in, rinig ko siya. Tapos kapag ka, naman nakita mo yung music video nila, as in, makikita mo talaga na pinag-isipan siya. Talaga nag-prepare sila. So, parang yung thought lang na nag-conceptualize talaga sila from the concept of the album pa lang to the execution of the music video. As in, makikita mo talaga kung gano'ng katalented yung mga idols. Kasi most of that time, or siguro yung pagka mga older groups na, parang meron na kasi silang say when it comes to their concepts and kung ano yung gusto nilang maging parang ng music video, ganyan. So, eventually, parang makikita mo talaga kung gaano silang katalented. So, parang yun pa lang, yung galing pa lang. Kasi ako mahilig talaga ako sa mga magagaling. I mean, yung kapag ka, alam mo yung talented talaga, parang nakakahanga ka sa siya, na parang, mm-hmm. oh, kaya na to. Tapos nagagawa niya yung ganyan. So, yun, dun pa lang, na e-engganyo na ako makinig sa kanila. Mm-hmm. So, yun.
How about you, Vinci? Do you feel the same or you have other thoughts?
So, na ano ka na siya? Na-segue ko na siya earlier na parang it helped me with, ano, with mm-hmm. my parang mental health, with the things I'm experiencing. Parang isa siya sa mga nakagkaan ng loob ko. Ganyan. It mm-hmm. means parang, since meaningful lang nga siya sa akin, parang ano, yun yung way na nag-delve talaga ako or nag-deep dive dun sa mm-hmm. genre na yun. And ano, parang gratifying, something din ko. Or parang nakaka-happy mm-hmm. lang siya na mm-hmm. experiencing different sounds. Mm-hmm. Ano na rin, parang in a way, culture. Kasi mm-hmm. sa sounds na yon iba't iba yung ano, parang you'll experience parang a different culture of sounds na parang ito, mm-hmm. Namimix kasi nila, ang galing. Kasi mm-hmm. hindi na ako pinag-tunin sa technical side. Pero namimix nila yung different genres of music and different mm-hmm. tunog na parang ano kasi yun eh, parang music production yun, di ba? I'm mm-hmm. not sure if yeah. that's the right term. Mm-hmm. Ang galing nilang mag-conceptualize, ang galing nilang i-connect to with other genre, parang mm-hmm. i-connect the lyrics to this type of music, to this type of genre, tapos mm-hmm. ang ganda ng lyrics, tapos the artistry of the artist, ang galing na parang they're very involved. Tapos you mm-hmm. see the talent pa when they're performing live. Parang it's a matter of, parang in one sentence, parang it's a whole different experience seeing a K-pop or hearing a K-pop music.
Mm-hmm.
Parang you're in a different dimension, different mm-hmm. world ang OA pakinggan. Pero hindi mo siya may experience with American music, mm-hmm. Pinoy music. I'm not saying they're not good, pero hindi mo ma-experience na experience mo sa K-pop with mm-hmm. other music kasi it's a mixture of everything that ano, parang nag-fit together. Parang mm-hmm. same with that group itself. Paano sila nag-develop? Their music is the same as them. It's very unique. It works together. So
mm-hmm.
and in return, it makes you excited. It mm-hmm. makes you parang want more.
Gusto ko lang kasi i-add kasi parang may times, parang iba kasi yung connection ng K-pop artist sa fans nila. Parang may times din kasi na mm-hmm. magde-dedicate sila ng songs sa their fans. So parang, alam mo yun, kahit na alam, syempre, hindi naman tayo delusional na dedicated lang sa'yo yung song, ganun. Mm-hmm. Pero alam mo yun, yung parang the thought lang na nag-try silang mag-compose ng song for their fans. Parang it's something na nag-build lalo ng connection with them. Parang na mas na-feel mo na close sila. Kahit alam mo naman na hindi. Basta parang iba lang yung connection.
Katulad nga naman sinabi nyo kanina, like as a fan, like hearing songs na parang alam nyo na sobrang pinaghirapan from its early stages hanggang sa maging final song na siya. Like it makes you confident and like happy as a fan. A group mm-hmm. or a certain individual can actually produce this kind of music na sobrang ganda. Like, for the lack of a better term, sobrang ganda. And, like, it brings something to your life. Like, katulad nga sinabi ni Vince kanina na joy, happiness, ganyan. And since different types of music nga siya in one song, like, it gives you, like, a roller coaster of an emotion. And for you, Darla and Vince, like sa K-pop, like pakikinig ng K-pop, like what does it bring to your life? Like aside from the happiness, like magastos ba talaga? Maging fan ng K-pop? Like alam ko na medyo nabanggit niyo na kanina na pag may concert, pag may merch, pag may bagong album, like really lumilipad yung pera niyo. Like kanina ano ang life ng isang K-pop fan? Ganyan.
Actually, may plano na kami bumili kanina.
Ayan.
Naghanap na kami ng orderan. Ako kasi for me, happy talaga ako every time na nakakabili ako. Hindi ko alam kung bakit, pero masaya siya sa feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, for me, hindi ko rin sure talaga. Ba't ako bumibili ng merch? Kasi alam ko magasto siya. And parang, mm-hmm. sa perspective ng ibang tao, parang pagsasayang siya ng pera. Pero kasi mm-hmm. the moment you receive your merch, iba yung feeling. Parang mm-hmm. may sense of contentment and like what I've said earlier, nakaka-proud na may nabili ka something from your group na parang pinaghirapan nila. Tapos syempre, as a way to support them, mm-hmm. ibili ako. Mm-hmm. Ganon. So parang yun, happy, very happy ako sa mga merch ko. Kahit hindi ko alam kung bakit ako bumibili. Tapos, yun nga, after mo mag-order, syempre, laki ng pera, syempre, yung i-shell out mo. Kasi isang album, more or less, 1K. Depends mm-hmm. sa seller, pero nag-range siya usually ng 700 to 1K. Tapos, mm-hmm. kapag naglabas pa sila ng iba't ibang version, yung per member, alam mo yun, parang,
Ano yung
bibili nyo? Kasi nga, magka-comeback na yung God 7. So, naghahanap na kami kung saan kami bibili. Tapos kung mm-hmm. magkano. Tapos yung 7 album, yung isang set talaga, 5K siya. So, parang ako, gastos. Gusto mo siyang i-collect. Pero, syempre, adulting tayo. May mga binabayaran tayo. Mm-hmm. So, kailangan isa lang. Isa mm-hmm. na, pwede na yun. Yun. Happy, nakakatuwa siya. And, huwag mo na lang isipin yung gastos. Yun, for me, gano'n na lang. Huwag mo na lang isipin.
Pero as a fan, and to your other fellow fans, like, kailangan ba hanapin mo yung balance between patronizing your groups and then your financial status, of course?
For me, if you can afford naman, you don't have to buy it naman. Kasi you can support them through streaming. Their music videos sa YouTube or Apple Music and Spotify. Mm-hmm. Ayun. So, tsaka eventually naman, nagmumura siya. So, kapag hindi mo pa siya afford right now, it's okay. You don't have to purchase as long as kapag ka nagkaroon ka na ng money.
Parang, ayun na nga, like what I've parang experienced happiness, joy, excitement. Pero, like what din, like what Darla mentioned, syempre it brings gastos. It brings parang parang I won't say parang ba, rewarding kasi siya. Yung gastos na rewarding kasi as an adult, the money I'm spending, I have full control of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know to myself na pinaghirapan ko yun. So parang it may be kind of mahal, pero I know na I deserve it because I've worked hard for it and yung pupuntahan niya, gusto ko, hindi ko pinilit, walang pumilit sa akin. It's from my heart. It's from my heart. So, I think that's the parang unique thing na nabibigay niya sa akin. Pero, yun nga din, always naman may pero. You have to, kasi personally, of course, working, nasa working class tayo, guys. So, we need to be wise with our money. Parang know what you want to buy. Kasi parang meron namang, may mga, parang siguro for this comeback, parang huwag ka muna bumili. Mag next comeback, bumili ka. Parang be wise din with your money. If may extra ka, dun ka lang bumili. And thankfully naman, I'm doing it. Parang hindi naman ako nag-splurge with
talaga
K-pop.
Sure ka.
Wait lang, ngayong quarantine, medyo strange tayo.
Kasi wala naman tayong
pinagkakagastosan eh. Actually, may parating akong apat.
Oh my
Baktagyan
God. I think at this point, like lahat ng listeners natin sa All The Love Action, can finally see how established you guys are as a fan. Like, you've been there from the very start. You've been fans of many, many groups throughout the years. And kung meron naman kayong sasabihin sa mga wala talagang idea or totally oblivious to the world of K-pop and its type of music, like, how will you describe it to a person na walang experience with K-pop? Or what will you say to make them listen to this genre of music?
Gusto ko lang sabihin sa kanila na listening to K-pop is not jeje. Parang ever since kasi talaga, lahat ng K-pop fans, parang they judge them as jeje. Kasi nga, K-pop. Mm-hmm. So parang yung mga lalaki sumasayaw, alam mo yun. Yung mm-hmm. ganun yung ideology nila before. Pero ngayon, I'm really glad na ang dami ng fans ng K-pop ngayon. Like kayo, yes. kayo dalawa nakikinig na kayo sa Blackpink, BTS. So Ooh. Happy ako with that. Kasi nga dati, sobrang konti lang. Tapos parang alam mo yun, nakakahiya aminin. Hindi naman nakakahiya, but alam mo yun, may certain stereotype ba when it comes to mm-hmm. K-pop fans. Mm-hmm. So, don't be scared to listen to K-pop kasi it's something that parang hindi siya, how do I say it ba? Basta, when you try listening to it, parang don't mind the
external ano ba
external factors ganun yeah. kahit hindi mo siya naiintindihan as long mm-hmm. as parang nafi-feel mo yung music mm-hmm. melody and yung kung paano nila i-convey yung lyrics parang mm-hmm. it's something na you would want to experience at least once in your life for me ah ganun mm-hmm. siya ngayon mm-hmm.
For you, Vince?
So, for me naman, if may kakausapin akong isang person na, ano, na never pa nakarinig mm-hmm. ng K-pop or doesn't know anything about K-pop, parang, ano, of course, siguro, it's a matter of, ano, I should first suggest one song or one artist na mm-hmm. I feel like one of the best in my opinion, para mm-hmm. maano siya, parang ano, pakinggan niya talaga. Maengganyo siya. Kasi parang it's a way of introducing how good K-pop is. And with that ano, start, which is a good start kasi it's a best niya, it's a best song, it's a best group. So parang that's a way for him or her to experience pa more mm-hmm. artists, more songs. Mm-hmm. And ayun, like what Darla said, I'll also say na parang when you listen to a song or if you wanna listen or start parang listening to K-pop, parang you know, parang maging bulag ka muna for a moment without mm-hmm. thinking yung mga naririnig mo, yung mm-hmm. mga ayaw mo based on your external perception of K-pop, mm-hmm. parang blindly ka makinig, then appreciate mm-hmm. the music kasi
yeah, and take the really music cold. On its own.
Yeah, oo. Exactly. Para ano, in that way, you'll appreciate and you'll see how good it is. You'll hear how good it is, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So, ayun, I'm really happy actually kapag may mga ano, may mga parang na ano, na ko-convert or whatever na tao. Nakaka-happy siya kasi ang galing na parang na ano siya, na-appreciate niya yung K-pop because of mm-hmm. your suggestion, because of your influence.
Mm-hmm.
And nakakatuwa along the
way. I'm a living proof to that.
Pagkukwentuhan niyo na siya. Diba? Diba?
Kasi diba, when you listen to a song naman, una mo namang mapapansin talaga is yung music. Hindi naman talaga mm-hmm. agad yung lyrics, diba? Parang kapag nakikinig ka, i-judge muna siya based on how message na i-convey niya. So, parang yeah. for me, parang kapag nakinig ka sa K-pop, same lang naman siya. Like, hindi mo muna maintindihan yung lyrics. Kasi ako, kapag halimbawa, nakikinig ako sa Spotify, tapos parang random mm-hmm. lang yung music. Tapos parang, malaman ko, shocks, ang ganda pala nitong song na to. Saka ko siya i-search. Kasi, mm-hmm. hindi ko siya naiintindihan yeah. at first, pero nagustuhan ko yung melody niya. So, saka ko lang siya i-search, ganun. So, yun.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun.
And before we completely wrap things up for this segment, hindi ko pa kayo paalisin agad kasi sasamahan niyo pa ako sa next segment ng ating program. Like, the status of K-pop now, it's like being highlighted all over the world because of the successes of the recent groups like BTS, Blackpink. And kahit nasabihin natin, hindi naman super testament to the success of a group yung being recognized sa mga Western awards or sa mga Western rankings, ganyan. Like, personally, I think K-pop is already successful on its own. But ngayon, maraming tao lang yung na-expose sa music na to because of the reach of the Western media. for you too, like, any predictions for the K-pop industry, like, specifically for your favorite groups or for your idols? Like, what do you want to see for the future of K-pop?
Prediction. So, I would say, kasi K-pop, yung ask what you've mentioned, it's really being, ano na, recognized by the Western audiences. Siyempre, we all know that Western culture and Western pop culture is very influential.
Correct. So,
in a way, I would say na it will get bigger pa. And hopefully, mas ma-recognize pa yung that I feel like more groups will be, kasi prediction, di ba? I feel like more groups will be recognized internationally. I know that they're being recognized na. Pero currently kasi, ang super focus ng international or let's say Western, Blackpink, BTS, it's not, for as a fan ng iba't ibang groups, medyo sad siya. Pero I'm happy na rin kasi mas nagiging open yung mundo to K-pop. And in a way, there's a chance na other artists mas lumawak yung reach nila and coverage. Mm-hmm. And it's good kasi it's beneficial to the artists that I'm listening to, na I'm enjoying. Ayun. So, I feel like that it will get bigger and more groups will be more recognized by the international audiences. And na parang hopefully lang, mas maging open din talaga yung Western culture to other groups. Hindi yung, hindi yung mag-stick sa ano status quo na BTS, na parang Blackpink. Parang, ayun. Kasi ano eh, I'm pretty sure na as a K-pop community, like other groups, they're happy for those two groups na known worldwide. Pero I'm pretty sure na they all want na mas ma-recognize pa as a whole yung K-pop. So, yeah.
I agree with Vince na parang magiging, hopefully, mag-open up pa ang Western people when it comes to K-pop. So, in that sense, I feel like there would be a lot of other collaborations between Western artists and K-pop artists also. Tapos, ayun, feeling ko mas maraming magde-debut in the future kasi knowing the success of K-pop in this, of the K-pop industry, parang wala, hindi, ano ba yun? Parang anytime soon, hindi siya magda-die down. If that makes sense. More concerts.
Kaya ano lang. May ano lang din ako. May share ako. Kasi personally, eto ah, guilty ako dito. Parang there are times na parang gusto mo siyang i-gatekeep. Na parang kasi you treasure it. Gets mo yung feeling, Lala. Pero, ano eh, parang you can't be like that. Parang at the back of my mind. Hindi eh. Parang ang saya na laganap siya. Pero, parang overall, ano pa rin, nakakataba ng puso. Wow, nakakataba ng puso.
Kasi nagugustuhan din nila yung
Nagugustuhan nila. So, ano, parang, ay hindi, parang, i-ano mo yun, huwag mo isipin yun. Kasi, it's being recognized. Mas marami kang friends because of, diba? So, yun.
And when you think of it, like, when people gatekeep, I think it shifts the focus from the artist to the fan. Eh. Like, di ba nga, at the end of the day, you follow these groups kasi you want them to succeed or you want them to be successful all around the world. Oo. Pero pag nag-gatekeep ka kasi, the experience shifts to you. Na parang as a fan, gusto mo sabihin sa sarili mo na nauna ka, na mas nauna mo nalaman yung music ng ganitong group before anyone else. And I get that point kasi parang it gives you that certain sense of pride na parang before the whole world knew about them, I knew them first. Diba? Ang ganda pakinggan. And that's the truth. But at the same time, as a fan, the more you gatekeep, the more na quote-unquote ipagdamot mo yung favorite mong group from the world, mas nalilimit yung pagiging successful nila and yung pagiging reachable nila to different fans all around the world. And now that we have talked about the K-pop industry extensively through Darla and Vince's POV sa mga bagay-bagay, that will end our segment for this program and for this episode today. But hindi pa natin paalisin or hindi pa tayo magbababay kay Vince and Darla because they will also react and answer for our question of the week. Don't go anywhere. All the Love Extra will be right back. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveXChan on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at AllTheLoveXChan@gmail.com. All the Love Extran releases its episode every Wednesday, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. Hello and welcome back to All the Love Extran. You're still tuned into your favorite Wednesday habit. And para sa segment ng ating program na ito, ay sasagutin na natin ang ating question of the week na, who is your favorite K-pop artist or group? And why? And of course, kasama ko pa rin si Vince and Darla para sumagot sa ating question of the week. So bilang nabanggit niyo na nga na SHINee yung parang all-time favorite group niyo, like today, as of today, sinong K-pop artist or group yung kinababaliwan niyo?
Ang hirap kasi mag-branch out. I mean, dun sa nakasanayan mong group. Kasi syempre, kikilalanin mo na naman sila, mananood ka ng mga bagong music videos and reality shows. Tapos bibili ka din ng album. So, magastos siya. Kaya parang, I always try to keep it small. So, aside from SHINee, yung groups na pinapakinggan ko would be yung medyo nasa middle ng old and the new groups. So, we have GOT7, Icon, and yung feeling ko yung newest would have to be NCT. Kasi favorite crush ko si Lucas. si Lucas kasi part siya ng Super M. Yung Super M, composed siya of other SM artists, like yung favorite ko from SHINee, si Taemin. And then members from EXO and NCT. So, yon. So, kaya kung parang medyo nagugustuhan ko yung NCT now kasi dahil kay Lucas. Yon. Pero hindi pa ako masyado invested and ayoko sana i-try maging invested kasi nga, alam mo yon, yung process like
you're entering
kasi,
a whole
mahaba
new fandom, siya. Ganyan.
Oo, ganun siya. Kaya medyo draining siya in a way. Pero fulfilling, ganun. Pero hindi pa ako ready.
Mag-commit.
Open up kumbaga sa bagong group. Kaya yun lang muna ako.
How about you, Vinci? Like, sa dinami-dami ng groups na fina-follow mo, may bago bang dagdag?
Dami talaga.
Actually, ang hirap. I would say, siguro. So, sa girl groups, Red Velvet, Twice,
ITZY,
Luna. So, sa boys, NCT. As in, lahat ng subunit, sobrang love ko. Stray Kids. As in, sobrang baliw ako sa Stray Kids ngayon. Sobrang love ko sila ngayon. Tomorrow by Tomorrow. Tsaka GOT7. GOT7, ayun. And Icon.
Let's go to the answers of our listeners naman. Who is your favorite K-pop artist or group and why? Sabi ni Karen. So, kilala niyo naman si Karen, di ba? One of our common friends. For Karen, Blackpink daw. Kasi super diverse nila and you get served with different meals in one. Ganun. I love Jisoo.
Wow. Yes,
oh,
Jisoo
stan. Napapanood akong mga videos ni Jisoo. Parang sobrang lovable niya kasi ang funny niya.
True.
Nakakatawa talaga siya. So, siya yung isa sa mga nakakatawang members din talaga ng Blackpink. Nakakatawa siya.
Totoo.
Noong Saturday, pinanood ko yung documentary nila. Docu. Pero hindi ko patapos. Ano ulit title noon? Light Up the Sky. Ayan.
Light Up in Your Area.
Light Up in Your Area. Light Up in Your Area.
Oo. And actually, mas na-appreciate ko nga din yung group through the documentary. And feeling ko, like, kung magiging super fan man ako ng Blackpink, kung magiging Blink man ako, si Lisa yung bias ko, ganyan.
Si Lisa. Uy, gusto ko rin si Lisa kasi ang galing niya sa tumayaw. Ano mo yun?
Diba? Tapos rapper pa siya.
Pretty talented.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Para naman kay Laika, please, no question, BTS and Blackpink in your area.
Let's go, BTS.
True.
Yeah. Sinong bias niya?
Team Dynamite.
Sinabi niya ba?
Pinag-uusapan namin to, ang bias niya rin si Taeyong, pero lately, nagiging Jimin na rin siya.
Jimin. Actually, first bias ko si Jimin.
Alaga.
Ang unique kasi nung, ano niya, for me lang ah, ang unique nung facial structure niya. So, isa siya sa mga first bias ko. Tapos, ang ganda kasi ng vocals niya. Eh, medyo ano ako, parang I love yung mga main vocals talaga, pag narinig ko. Pero nag-shift na ako kay Jin. Worldwide handsome.
Si Jin ay yung
gusto
oldest,
si
diba?
Gusto si Taeyong.
Yes, oh my God. Ako din, si Taeyong talaga
yung diner. Kasi yung boses niya talaga.
Oh my God.
Na malalim. Ang lalim, no?
Oo. Yun nga yung sinabi ko sa prelude kanina ng episode ko, nung narinig ko yung parang velvety voice niya na...
Diba?
Alam mo yun.
Wow, velvety.
Wow, velvety.
Ang cute niya pa. As in, yung personality din and all.
Para naman kay Chin, ang favorite K-pop artist or group niya daw ay Mamamoo. Because, syempre...
Go! Dinggan.
Hindi, ang sabi niya lang pala, syempre,
ang
sasagot ako,
diba?
So, I'm not too familiar with Mamamoo. Very catchy. Likewise, bakit anong meron sa Mamamoo?
Uh-uh. Sila, parang isa sila, for me, I think, isa sila sa mga pinaka-underrated K-pop girl group.
Exactly.
Kasi hindi sila masyado...
Fairly new ba sila sa industry?
Hindi. Matagal na silang alam ko eh.
Middle. Nasa middle. Parang 2015?
Oo. Hindi ko lang sure kung anong year. Pero medyo, ano na sila. Matagal na sila sa industry. Tapos, hindi sila din masyado nabibigyan ng promotion, I think.
Yeah.
Hindi ko alam kung anong entertainment nila. Pero ano, ang galing nila. Tapos sobrang catchy nung bago nilang release na songs, yung Dinga.
Oo,
sobrang
yung Dinga.
Sa pinapatugtog.
Sobrang catchy. No? Actually, lahat ng songs nila catchy. Favorite ko yung Hip.
Hip, yun ba yun?
Oo. Tapos pag pinapakinggan mo siya, may music na ano, na parang nasa likod mo. As in, nagugulat talaga ako.
Parang ano, surround sound.
Pakinggan mo yun, Christian. Oo.
And para naman kay Jella, for her, it's BTS daw. Ayan, for the second time tonight, no? Andito naman yung BTS. Sabi niya, gusto niya yung BTS because they have an amazing message to love yourself and are honestly one of the realest idols.
So naman, I agree. Yung mga ibang songs kasi nila, parang more on self-love talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung nababasa ko rin from some other people.
Lalo na yung mga first, ano pa nila, yung mga nauna nilang
album. First releases, yeah.
Oo. Anong favorite niyong kanta ng BTS? Wow, nagtanong.
Bago natin sagutin yung question na yan, isama ko na rin yung last, ay yung second to the last answer natin. Sabi naman ni Luis, BTS din for him. And dito na natin ipasok yung favorite BTS song. Ako, well, actually na-introduce ako sa BTS through Dynamite nga. Tapos, actually yung favorite ko ngayon either Save Me. Tama ba? Yung ba yung title nun?
Wait.
Ako, Spring Day.
Ayan, Spring Day. Ang ganda
luma,
rin.
Maluma eh. Lumang song yung gusto ko.
Antanan. Favorite ko yun sa mga luma.
Wait. I Need You, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, tsaka Converse High.
True.
Ayan.
yun yung mga some of my faves.
Ikaw, Vinci, anong favorite song from BTS?
Yung ano, Spring Day, Anpanman, tsaka Euphoria.
Yes. Oo. Oh my God. Ay, nakalimutan ko pala bangitin yung mic drop. Gusto ko rin. Lalo na yung Steve Aoki remix.
Steve Aoki.
Yes, I love it. And lastly, para naman kay Lorraine, DBSK. Super old group.
Sobrang old na.
Pero disbanded na sila now. I'm not familiar. Yeah. Like,
oh, hindi pa.
Ay, hindi pa ba?
Hindi. Ang nangyari kasi, OG... Originally, 5 sila.
Oo.
And parang umalis yung 3
members.
Dalawa
na lang sila eh.
Yeah, oo. Yung 2 members na yun, TVXQ na yung tawag sa kanila.
Oo, TVXQ. Thriving sila. As in, nagre-release pa sila ng mga songs.
Mm-mm,
pero yung original group, sila, like, napalitan na yung ibang members kanya.
Oo. Oh.
Hindi na napalitan. I mean, hindi na palitan. Diba, malis yung stay yung... Oo. Silang dalawa na lang talaga.
Okay.
Tapos yung other three, parang nag-pursue sila ng acting and solo career. Pero hindi po na sila nasundan. Parang sila yung sexiest group that time, yung DBSK. As in, pinakinggan niyo yung Merotic. Iba talaga yung dating niya, guys. Pakinggan niyo. Mm-hmm. Merotic. Lilink ko sa inyo.
And I think on that note, we can finally end this segment of our program. And it's now time to say goodbye to Vince and Darla. Thank you, Vince and Darla, for sharing your insights about the K-pop music and the K-pop industry. Thank you for saying yes sa pag-guest sa All the Love Extra. I hope you guys had a great time today with me. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveXtion on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at AllTheLoveXtion@gmail.com. All the Love Extion releases its episode every Wednesday, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. Hello and welcome back to All the Love Extion. Unfortunately, we have now reached the last segment of our episode for today. That is titled, Oppa Saranghe, Hear It K-Pop. Kanina nga para sa main segment ng ating program ay nakasama natin si Vince at si Darla at shinare nila ang kanilang experiences sa pagkikinig sa K-pop music and sa kanilang experiences din sa mga concerts, sa mga pagbili ng merch at kung ano-ano pang ibang bagay sa loob ng K-pop industry. And para sa ating last segment, let's just do a quick recap kung ano nga ba yung mga pinag-usapan natin para sa araw na ito, or I'd like to call it, what do I love in this week's episode? And I have three major things to share with you guys. First is, K-pop is a genre of music that is about excellence and preciseness. From the songs, to the music videos, to the live performances, lahat yan pulido, lahat yan A+ amazing because they put the effort and the energy and their passion sa ginagawa nila. Next naman, as a fan, let's find the balance between buying the merch that we want to support the artists or groups that we really, really love, and of course, our financial status. There are many ways to support your favorite K-pop artist or group, but it's just about finding the perfect balance between what we can afford or kung minsan napapasobra na ba tayo, that we are limiting our own personal finances para lang makabili ng mga merch or ng mga things na pang support sa favorite K-pop group or artist natin. And lastly, ito lang ang masasabi ko para sa inyo, sa aking All the Love Extra listeners, simply enjoy it. Let the genre absorb you because it is an experience. Katulad nga ng sinabi ko a few minutes ago that this genre is all about excellence and preciseness. And I think there's a certain sense of joy and happiness coming from that. And siguro gusto ko na rin idagdag dito na yung pag-enjoy nyo and yung nakuha nyong sense of happiness from listening to K-pop, don't gatekeep it. Don't spread hate. And support your idols to be successful. At the end of the day, we listen to these artists because we love them and we support them and we want them to succeed in the industry. And that's it for our episode for today. We can finally end our episode for today on that note. Thank you so much for listening to episode 9 of All the Love Extra titled Oppa Saranghe, Hear It K-pop. And again, I would like to express my deepest gratitude to Darla and Vince for being with me today at sa pag-share nga nila ng kanilang experiences sa pakikinig sa K-pop. Next week sa ating episode, I'm gonna announce something special, pero next week na natin pag-usapan yun. But for now, this has been X-Chan, and stay safe, stay healthy, all the love, X-Chan.